Some of you love to overestimate your importance in people's lives, but the truth of the matter is, mua mua enyama, mu ni mua ento sing medasi. Well, 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 people, it's another exciting Monday, and guess who is back in your ears? That sounds a bit strange to say, right? Guess who's back in your ears? Guess who's tickling your eardrums? Guess whose saliva is all up in your... I know, people. Well, welcome to the Sincerely Okra Podcast, guys. It's another Monday. I don't know if you're listening to this on a Monday, but it's a new week. It's a fresh start. It's another opportunity to get it if you didn't get it last week. Re-strategize if last week's strategy did not work out. And just go again, you know, full steam ahead. Is it throttle to the pedal, pedal to the throttle? Guys, welcome to the podcast. My name is Joseph Inti, and I am the host of the Sincerely Okra Podcast. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, well, welcome. I guarantee you and I bet you, you will be back. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it's not even about Oliver Twist. You're just going to come back because it's delicious like that. I want to give a quick shout out to our podcast hosting network. Yes, number one in the Ghana. That's the GCR network. That's the Gold Coast Report. And of course, the other half of this amazing podcast, my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori. Yes, of course. It takes two to tango. And so, yeah, it is what it is. Welcome.
Up on the beat, Sim Sim, where them a chat? Whoa, yo. Turn up.
Amdo, Zoom, one bugu bleed. I'm telling like, come on, zoom, come on, let's go with it. The club and the year dollar, Mr. DJ Mami. Make sure they not be do a chucha beat your body. But then it's under see what we put to chase. The beat in the gume fan as my yep. And I do your quadana miss a cana cati. Watch him up me naked and catch aliwati. And every single lady in the zoom yard. Zoom, come on, let's go with it. Africa, ya damn it, it's a Bob Mali. They gonna man a fade with the top Mali. Tell my people say we go to chop money. But never go to rush now, Bob Daddy. We step in at the city, mini team bogo. I want your body shaking for pinyin toto. And anytime you call up on the telephone, me and I guess it, boom, me ding bogo. Attention, someone a touchdown like. Now get ready, your mama locked down, see. Standing ovation when we sat down and shut down, come on.
Oh my God, people. So we're back. Yeah, I know. Don't you love consistency? It's the best thing ever. Yes, and on this episode, we're going to get into some things, some very interesting things. You know, for those of you who have looked at the title before playing, you know what it is. Those of you who went to watch on YouTube before you came here, I wonder if people do that. I wonder if, I'm sure there's a group of people that completely or totally just watch the YouTube videos and don't even bother with the audio. You know, personally, when I listen to podcasts, I actually, like, I don't watch video podcasts. I literally don't. Any podcast that I listen to, if, like, I have an idea of what they look like or if I've seen their video, it's probably their social media snippets. I am fully an audio person because when I listen to podcasts, I'm always doing something. I love to listen to podcasts when I'm cooking. I love to listen to podcasts when I'm driving to and from work. Yeah, basically, it's something that I like to do. And so I sitting down to watch a podcast video, that's not my thing. But I know that it's some people's thing. Some people want to see, you know, and all of that. So, yeah. I will encourage you, go check out our YouTube at Sincerely Okra and listen. Okay. Now, this is the part of the podcast where we talk about what's trending, what's been going down, what people are talking about, you know. And 2 weeks ago, I ran a marathon for the first time in my life. Oh, a half marathon. That's it. 21 kilometers. And let me just tell you something. You know, it is very important that you research and plan adequately for some of the things that you plan to do for yourself. Okay, it's you can be impulsive and everything, but baby, not with a 21 kilometers marathon, baby. You know, last year I saw a couple of people, Eduji, Amegachi, you know, they did the marathon, and I thought to myself, you know, I want to do a marathon. I should do it, you know, because when I was in high school, I used to do long distance running, and I was an athlete of a sort, you know, 200 meters, 4x100. I did 100 meters, but, you know, I didn't place. But 4x100, 200 meters, I did long distance, I did high jump, a whole lot of things. So in my mind, I'm like, you know what? I can do this. I don't really have to do too much in preparation. I can do this because I feel like I'm fit. And I'm the kind of person that I got stamina. You know what I mean? So I only trained once. I run on the Wednesday before the Saturday. I did a 12 kilometers run. And, you know, I was actually going to do another one on Thursday. And, you know, I posted on my Instagram and somebody was like, no, you need to rest your muscles. And boy, were they right. Because that Thursday and Friday, hey, my God, I was in severe pains. When I say pains, bitch, don't even, like, I was in severe pains. And then, of course, I didn't run on Thursday and Friday, okay? So on Saturday, I showed up and I'm like, you know what? I'm better. There were pains in my legs, my thighs, my feet, you know, and my crack. I like the body kind of, my muscles had healed. And yeah, all I can say is the Lord's doing. Because let me tell you, apparently every year when they do the marathon, the Kenyans literally fly in and come and win. The winner got 70,000 cedis, I believe. But I think they kind of crown like the first three people. Babe, the first person did that entire race in 1 hour and 17 minutes. 1 hour, 17 minutes, 21 kilometers. I finished in 2 hours, 41 minutes. It's fairly good. It's very impressive if you ask me, you know, no training, girl, don't play. If the winner was doing 1 hour, 17 minutes, I beg. But every year, apparently Kenyans come in and they just sweep the award. And I'm like, I know that apparently it's like the humidity up there or whatever. It really helps your breathing. So they don't really struggle the way we do. But girl, I remember when we were running, I saw the Kenyans and I was just really confused. I was like, this is a long distance. Like these guys were, when we're still on our first lap, right? Basically you do the same distance twice, you know, cause they didn't want us to go too far away. So we are still doing the first distance, right? We're still in the first 20, what's 21 divided by 2? I don't know. 7 to 14. No, that's not going to work. Let's bring it closer. 9 to 18. No. 20 times 2 is 40. Wait, I don't know. But we're still doing like the first round, right? And these guys had finished the first lap and they were on the second lap and they were still sprinting. How I knew that they were on their last lap was that they came from behind me and I was like, it's not possible. Cause when I was doing I never saw them. Like they grabbed us at the beginning, right? So these people came to pass me and there was cameras in their face and everything. They were just going like 5 of them. Whom. I was like, what? I have like 11 kilometers left and these niggas are about to finish. And shout out to the bookie and all of you guys that were doing social media content. In my mind, I was like, you know what? I'm going to record. I remember I was supposed to call. I was like, oh, create content for the page. I was like, babes, I will do my very best. Let me tell you, the only time I was like propelled to take out my phone to record anything was when I saw one more kilometer. I was like, you know what? There's a testimony in my heart and I must put it out. Maybe the wisdom that came when I saw that 1 kilometer, I was like, never again. Look, the next 2 days, or should I say 3 days? Oh my God. Like, I remember the next morning, that evening, my friend Vanessa called us to her house, come and eat and everything. My legs were toast. Cause the funny thing is, I drove to the event grounds to go and run this marathon. I didn't have anybody to drive me and to drive me back. So I'm done doing this horrendous thing and I have to sit down in the car with my legs and drive back. And when I tell you I fell into traffic, the next day when I woke up, I said, it was a lot. It was a lot. I had to do an ice bath and put my feet in it and surprisingly worked. You know, no one of the athletes do it. But anyway, that was my 21 kilometers marathon experience. If you want to do it next year, you can check it out. Millennium Marathon. You'll do it again. But please don't be like me. Prepare because it was a lot, y'all. It was a lot. Moving on. Okay. So I see a lot of people are trying to, I will say a lot of people that Black Americans, or should I say African Americans, they're trying to come for Tyler. And I don't know what that's about. I find it so interesting that, you know, for a group as marginalized as African Americans, they have this, I don't know, you know, I didn't realize, cause me, I'm, of course, I don't live in America, but it took me a while to realize that apparently in America, like there's a whole thing going on between the Afro Africans and the African Americans where African Americans think they are better than Africans. And I just don't know where that is coming from. You know what I mean? I just don't know. Maybe that whole idea of African booty scratcher has been actually like drummed into their head. So they actually do think they're better than us, but that's very interesting. And I see how that is kind of like, feeding this Tyler narrative of she being a pop diva, like a diva and an entitled uptie African. I'm like, wait a second. I know you people are not talking about like uppity, entitled, like really? Where were you when Rihanna was debuting? Rihanna that was out here calling people out of their names. Rihanna that was saying good luck booking that stage that you speak of to Ciara. Rihanna that put Tiana Taylor's net worth in her bio just because Tiana came for her. Like, what? Do you know what a real diva is? Mariah Carey? She literally has to have people move her hands around to do choreo. She barely moves her. Like, what are you talking about? Mariah? Oh, it is so obvious that you guys did not live in the golden era of hip hop, of Hollywood. Y'all don't know what our true diva is. Like, honestly, you have cheapened diva. That's the thing. Everybody's a diva. Everybody's a diva. So you've cheapened it because you guys don't really know. Tyler? Girl, that girl is she's just sweet and she's being herself. What it is that you guys actually expected Tyler to come over there and be meek and humble, put her hands behind her back and be happy to be there. But baby, I'm sorry. They don't make them like that anymore. Okay? They don't. What are you talking about? She is a talented girl. She's out here doing the thing and she's standing like firm in her culture. She's not going to come in and like, what Uncle To Mamo. It's a lie. Dead that narrative is making me sick, y'all. Just dead it. And she's gonna keep winning. So y'all better get used to it, okay? And don't assume that just because you have not had your moment with Ira and Tims that do, like, let me tell you something. Just don't jam them because you'll hear weird and the whole Nigeria will get up. Just don't jam those two girlies, okay? What are you talking about? That was just really crazy to me. Another thing that I saw in the news is Diddy being arrested. You know what? We're just going to move right along. We're just going to move right along because, you know, the thing is, like, I just watching this whole thing play out has been so, for lack of a better word, interesting. It's been, because, baby, my girl Wendy Williams, I've been, you know me, you guys, I always tell you, I've been watching Wendy Williams. She's one of the big, like, a big part of why I do what I do, the way that I do it, okay? She really gave me the blueprint on, like, being an entertaining host. And Wendy always said it. If you guys know, so that's why I'm saying the least said the better. I'm not even going to belabor the point. Wendy always knew. Wendy always brought it up. And if she was still on air today, baby, I know she would have dedicated a whole hour. It would have been the Diddy show. And she would have just walked onto that set. And amidst cheers and clapping, she would just fold her arms and give you the I told y'all look. I miss her so much. I hope she's doing well wherever she is. But yeah, I mean, these are the things, baby. These are the things. God, I'm saying, still out here being that girl. Obviously, you know, I saw a short clip of a bunch of people swimming in like some water in some dugout pit. And then the caption was that this was, a $58 million swimming pool, which is referring to the, cathedral. You know, I don't know. I didn't really like, I literally saw it right before I jumped on here and I didn't really like check to see if it's true or not, but it just made me laugh a little bit because I was like, I do know that they dug the foundation for the cathedral and it's a huge hole in the ground. And apparently when it rains, it fills up. But I don't know if that's really like, because people are literally swimming in it. And I don't know. Listen, once again, I don't know if it's true, but it's just so funny that I'm just mentioning it. But anyway, guys, look, let me tell you the truth of the matter. I'm going to break the fourth wall for you. It's 1:49 a.m. I just finished cooking light soup for the week. Yes, this is Tuesday. I had to do this today because I was very, I have a very, very busy week. So tomorrow after work, I'm going to be busy. Thursday after work, I'm going to be busy. Friday after work, I'm going to be busy. And I need to cook so that I have food in my house, you know, because when you live alone, you're the maid, you're the cook, you're the everything, baby. So yeah, and I got a message from Kwame saying, hey, make sure you send me, the thing tomorrow. And I'm like, tomorrow I'm actually not going to be home early enough to do this, so let me just do it now, even though it's 1:49 a.m. and I have work in the morning. Yeah, it is what it is, guys. Like, we out here grinding. So yeah, and just to explain, for those of you who don't know, when we do like interviews, we do it in studio. When we do like the introductions and the shout outs and stuff, I do it in my cupboard at home because, you know, I actually prefer it here like this. But we also do it because it's a way for us to keep the show more current, where I can comment on more current stuff and stuff, because we do a lot of pre-recordings. And if I'm supposed to do the introductions and the shout outs and stuff around the time that we do our interviews, then it's like too much stuff that's in the past. You know what I mean? But anyway, that's just a little, you know, breaking of the fourth wall production tea for you guys. We have a very exciting episode coming up. This one is really good. Yeah.
hard and rude. Trouble solved with a search for the hood. 30% no go school. 20% school drop out. Remaining 50, them go to school. Them graduate too, but them no notebook. A pool. Truth be say, Akata is bigger than Jew and poor. Back to the streets, back to the hood. Stealing and music be what would they do? That be what would they love to they do? Be like nobody they understand. Where my mind talks say no go there. That be where would they come from? No be anybody go be doctor for life. Who go do music, who go do the dance? Cause alhamdulillah, Akata ni be a one vision. Akata be a legend free, Akata from prison. One night in the gym, just believe. Kato sunanante, Rastafarian.
So on this episode, guys, we're discussing adult friendships. If you guys know, like I know, if you have friends in your life, you know, navigating adult friendships, maintaining adult friendships, you know, keeping friends, losing friends, just dealing with the relationship that comes with having and keeping another human being around you is not an easy thing. And Kwame and I were discussing, as we always do, and we thought, you know what? We should do an episode where we discuss friendships, because we've been friends for quite a while. I think, I want to say since 2014, I've known Kwame. And, you know, we've had like a few, one or two issues, misunderstandings. And even till now, you know, last week, I'm sure we fought. And that's just how it is. You know, there are certain things that can go unsaid and cause problems. The things that will be said and still be misrepresented, misinterpreted. And in the spirit of all of that, you know, just to also contribute to the discourse in Accra and all the things Accra, we're bringing you this conversation on adult friendships featuring three interesting guests. One of them is my very, very good friend, David. And then we've got Wilma, and then we've got Katia. I hope you enjoy it. We'll catch you on the other side and we'll talk.
Yeah. Ha, ha. Yeah. Ah, yeah. Yeah. Baba, hey, baba, hey. Yeah.
Oh, you're such a
genius. Yeah. They wanna know why I watch I still want to mono. They wanna know why I'm a bonus to want to mono. Why that I'm second on me film on them and on a negative I've been no so mukuno no. Yeah, so much struggle, but I never breathe without that damn bar like Satan. They want to see we we are so, but we are shooting like a bullet from the shotgun. Rap-a-bam, rap-a-bam, yo. Then it's a bit hotter than the sun, yo. See every get the youth that we make mama proud. Make their money sitting on dollar bounce, yo. To all my people where they hustle every day. We have to go down on this, we are pressed. See our enemies go watch we elevate, though. Our enemies go watch we elevate. We never go far, we go grow like trees. None of them vagabonds can stop we. So Jah guide me, family, and bless my trees. Jah guide me, family, and bless my trees. We never go far, we go grow like trees. None of them vagabonds can stop we. So Jah guide me, family, and bless my trees. Jah guide me, family, and bless my trees.
Today we're going to be talking about something very important. Yes, you need it. I need it. Everybody needs it, except the people who don't need it, I guess. But we're talking about friendships, especially friendships while you're an adult. Adult friendships, it's like an audition. You always have to be intentional, else you get cut off easily. Yeah, tempers are high, bills are on their minds, you know, somebody's messing with you relationship-wise. So if you don't show up and show out in the right way, you could just get cut. And that is why we're here today to talk about friendships. And I've got a lovely in-studio guests lineup. I was going to say audience. We don't have an audience. You are the audience. But yeah, so starting from my furthest, what's this, right hand? Right. We have Wilma. Wilma, say hi to the people.
Hi, people.
Do you want to tell them anything about yourself?
Oh, don't get to know as we go along.
Okay, all right. And then following Wilma is, which name?
David.
Okay, yeah. All right. David.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah. How do you want to add anything? Or no, you two do get to know you as we go on. Please don't be like the rest of them. Katia. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Katia, and I'm a fan and excited to be here.
She says sincerity. Oh no, Katia, say something interesting about yourself.
That's
something else.
Oh, okay. I'm a bioengineer currently researching plastic degradation in Kwale Lagoon.
Charlie, a bioengineer. Hey, okay. Well, like, what goes into being interested in bioengineering? Like, what part of your childhood were you like, I'm going to do a bioengineering thing?
Well, everybody wanted me to be a doctor, but I was like, that's too basic, you know? So I just wanted something like close to that.
Hello. Yeah. Medical doctor's basic.
Anyway. I was actually in medical school for a year in Lagos.
Oh, you did 1 year. Yeah. And then you were like yawning all the time.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, let's challenge ourselves. All right, pretty cool. Anyway, guys, that's our panel. Yeah, can you imagine? Two people who don't want to tell you anything and one person that told you a lot. So that's our panel. Okay, so you know what? We're going to get into it. Before I start the episode, I actually want to give a quick shout out to this person. We usually do shout outs at the end of the episode, but this guy wrote us a whole letter. His name is Big Robo Shilly. He wants us to give a shout out to his wife, Mrs. Akusia Adu. Apparently, they are big fans. They live in North America, and every time they are doing their trips across states, they play Sincerely Accra in the car, and they've listened to the whole set of questions from, no, not questions, episodes from 2017 till now. They've done it several times. So I want to give you guys a big shout out. Happy, was it a birthday? Big Robo, I can't remember if it was a birthday. So if it's a birthday, happy birthday, Mrs. Akusia Adu. If it's not a birthday, your husband just wants you to know he loves you. All right. That's great. All right. So let's start. Do you guys make friends easily? Because, you know, looking back on my life, there's like maybe two people that I've been intentional about being friends with. Everybody else just kind of like fell into my life. And I remember my best friend from high school, like I saw him. He was really tiny back then. And I thought, you know, on the first day of school, people come with their families. And I thought that somebody had left their little brother. So I walked up to him and I was doing a whole baby voice. I was like, hey, are your parents gone? He was so pissed. He was so pissed. You guys don't know, this is Niapa. Niapa was tiny back then. And he was so pissed. And like, I just used to like worry him all the time. And we became friends. So I think like, yeah, probably like two people that I've actually like pursued. But everyone else has kind of like, so do you guys make friends easily? I think, Katya, you want to start? You can just start.
I feel like friends is a hard word to define because I have acquaintances.
Yeah, we're talking about friends. I think that's what it is. When we say friend, don't think about it in the loose sense of I think friendship should be reserved for people who are like, you know, they are special. They play a role. You care for them. They care for you. I'm not talking about acquaintances. No. Oh, my classmates. So do you guys make friends easily, Katya?
I feel like I make acquaintances easily, but to graduate to the friend level, we have to go through a lot together first. I don't know. Yeah.
Give me one thing.
Like, we need tests and like, you know, like Love Island, we need the tests and the trials.
Something has to test the friend. So something has to test an acquaintance for the acquaintance to move to the level of friendship.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. I dig it. Wilma.
When I was younger, yes. Easily. I'd make friends easily, let people in very easily. Follow up with them, like reach out, chat, blah, blah, blah. Now, do I even want to make friends? That's the question.
Hey, you are in the whole no new friends era.
Oh, no, not that. But like, right now we're growing. Texting somebody back is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I meet you and I really want to be your friend, like it would take a lot for me.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's adults and I don't think it's just me.
Oh, okay. So right now you think just by the fact that you are older, it's harder to make friends.
Yeah, I think so. I think right now, like, you know, we've all gone through life and its trials and we've learned our lessons. So we are all very guarded, very guarded. So when you meet somebody and you want to be friends with them, like you are looking at the red flags, like, you know, those things were only for romantic relationships. Now
you have to look for red flags. Wow. It always jumped out. You have to look for red flags in adult friendships as well. It's true.
Yeah.
David, I feel like you don't make friends.
Well, I wouldn't say that. But building up on what she said, I think the older we get, the more we prioritize what we look for in the people we interact with daily, right? Mm. And the people we call our friends. Mm. And I feel like friendship, the word friend, we use it loosely.
Yes.
And statistically, and this is a study that was done on America.
Come on!
David, take us away.
David, please!
Not the laugh coming in.
Okay, yeah!
So we have a bio engineer.
A statistician. Come on, yes, that's
yeah, so, most people have 3 to 5 close friends.
Okay.
Yeah, generally. And then we have 10 to 15 friends. And everything after that is just acquaintances. And acquaintances can be on a spectrum. People you see fairly often. And then those is like, hi, hi. You have people, you probably don't know their first names, but you guys are cool with each other. So, no, there are a bunch of people like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would say I'm cool with somebody I don't know their name.
Well, there are people who forget. People have bad memories, right? So I think that should count as well.
If I can't remember your name,
you know what? I feel like in Accra, sometimes people are acting like they don't remember you. Because really? I've been meeting the same person like 5 times and the 5th time they don't remember my name. Like now, what's
important to them like that? So.
Well, come on, 5 times.
No, but what's the scene that you're meeting them in? Is it a club? You know, you can know a face. And every time you see the person, you're like, hey, what's up? And you guys have never really had that conversation. Maybe one time you told the person your name, but if you're not interacting beyond, hey, what's up? I'm not going to commit your name to memory. I don't know. Unless like, maybe I'm feeling you and I'm trying to move to you, like something like that. So out now and there, you know. But this thing you're saying, so 15 friends, three to five close friends.
Yeah. And the reason why I brought this up is that, you asked if I make friends easily.
Mm.
I would say that yes. I feel like the people who we are really, your people, your tribe.
Yeah.
It flows. It's very easy. It wasn't a difficult thing. You didn't have to, I mean, you said you have to go through like stuff and
tests.
Yeah, tests. And
I mean, time could be the test.
Yes, exactly. But it just flows naturally. Yeah. So with the people who I consider to be my tribe, yes, our friendship came on very easily.
Mm.
Yeah. So yes, I do make friends very easily, but it doesn't happen often.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Cause David, you know, you can meet somebody and then they will have like a really good long conversation. Me, I have like a good 2 to 3 questions to me. Oh, wow. I really like your shirt. Where is that from? Oh, really? Okay. Quite nice to meet you. And I'm moving on. Like, I feel like for me to like have a conversation long when I'm just meeting you, I don't know. It takes a few things.
Yeah,
so, okay. Well, the next question was going to be how you distinguish your friends from your acquaintances. But I feel like we've kind of answered that all.
We could still.
Okay. Well, let's talk. Wilma, because I feel like Wilma, you know, the whole time that we're all talking, Wilma is looking at me and I feel like there's a lot that she wants to say.
I beg you.
Well, so wait, Wilma, like you have acquaintances, right? And you have friends. What makes the difference for you?
What I'll do for you.
Okay.
Is what makes
the okay. difference. What kind of things will you do for an acquaintance?
Get them, nothing.
Get them beer.
Nothing that is not transactional, right? Okay. If you call me and you ask me for a favor and you're my acquaintance and I do it for you, you owe me a favor. I will collect.
Oh.
As and when it is.
What's nice your star message. Sign?
My what?
Star you're like, sign.
Funny anyway. Okay, wait,
we can find out. Where were you born? What month?
February.
Date.
February 15th.
What's that?
Pisces.
I
think so.
Okay, what does it say about hair?
Oh no, I was just wondering. I'm taking data.
You've asked all of us since you came back. I feel like you know it. So you don't know what Pisces people are like. Is that a water sign, star sign, or an earth sign?
It's a water sign.
It's a water sign. Oh, so she's very fluid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, it might not be Pisces because I don't remember. It's like early in February. It might be something else.
Well, okay. So basically, you do a favor for an acquaintance. You put it in your pocketbook.
Yeah,
okay.
I will take it back. Like work-wise, right? People will call me and say, yo, I'm having an event, blah, blah, blah. I pick it, I check it out. If it is great, I would go and do it, right?
Uh-huh.
But yeah. If, for example, if it's a celebrity that reaches out to me because we met some one time, it's like, yeah. Now, when I need somebody to perform at my event for free, I am calling you.
But I feel like also your line of work makes what you're saying a bit more feasible. Because in your line of work, if somebody's calling you for a favor, it's also kind of work related.
Yeah, but even aside work, even like regular, maybe you need some bridesmaids. Your friends.
Why do you do?
Your friends have finished.
Ah, so they want you to be a bridesmaid. So if you do a bridesmaid job for somebody, what are you collecting in return?
It's I don't know yet.
Something will come out.
But it's in there. But when you are my friend, like you are part of the people that are very dear to me, it is without strings. You're sick, you need someone to drive you to the hospital, I'm there. I don't even, yes, you get what I'm saying. And I won't call you to help me because I did that.
Okay.
I don't know if you get what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Things like that. So yeah.
David.
Yeah.
What like distinguishes your tribe? Like you say, you call them your tribe from your acquaintances.
I would say is the level to which we are able to share our struggles with each other.
That's funny because you don't share any struggles with
anybody. I do,
Joseph. Guys, David is my friend, by the way. I've known him since 2020.
I guess you're not that close.
No, we are actually.
No, we are very close.
We're actually very close.
We are very close, but David doesn't tell anybody. Let me tell you something. David was in an accident this year. He didn't tell anybody.
David,
nobody.
Why?
And then we went, like, we had like a pool hangout. And then that's when David came in and was like, oh, guys, look at my accident pictures. I'm like, what? Nobody knew anything. He had surgery and everything. Oh, yeah. So it's not even about.
David, we could have brought you flowers.
He said he doesn't like. Explain yourself.
No, what I said was not that I don't like. I said it wasn't necessary. That's what I said.
Can you imagine? Yeah. You are recovering from an accident. So I even said, oh, we'll bring you food. He said he doesn't see the point. So yeah, please tell the people. What are the things that distinguish between your acquaintance and your tribe?
Yeah, so the level to which we're able to share
your
struggles. Yeah,
so now, me that now you don't share your struggle with me, you know, what does that mean?
In Joseph, a few weeks ago, we had a conversation on iMessage.
Okay, fine.
Exactly. So, yeah, so it's that and just knowing there are people, there are specific people and I can count them on my fingers and these are people I know that will always just be there for me. I mean, I'm not calling anyone to cry over the phone, but I know that if I needed to call anyone to cry over the phone, they would not judge me and they'll be very fine with that. So that's, it makes a difference. Yeah. Yes. And these are the people who fall into the close friends category. And then these are things that I wouldn't necessarily do with people I consider just friends and definitely not with acquaintances. Yeah. Just
why beer. Did you point at me?
No.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
I was, yeah, to be fair, but he doesn't know you.
But then I knew that I owe her something.
She has put it down. Katya, what about you?
I think it's similar where it's like, it's not so much what I would do for the person, but what do I expect from the person? So unless you're my very, very close friends, I have very low expectations. So, cause people will disappoint you, but for my close friends, like maybe I expect too much even, but then it's like, those are the 3-4 people I know that I can call at 4 a.m. to cry. Or like, if I really needed money, I could be like, hey, can you send me this? And they would send it.
Yeah.
Actually, I would like to add to that. When I need like say 50 CDs, I call Joseph, can you send 50 CDs to my momo? So why are you here saying that you are not one of my close friends?
I didn't say that I'm not one of your close friends. You said that the metric is that you're able to share your struggle.
If I'm calling you for 50 CDs, I'm sharing my struggles.
That's fair. You know, I recant what I said.
Exactly.
Okay, so are there specific expectations you guys have from your close friends? Because, you know, for me, one of the things I've come to realize in life is, I don't know, I really do lower my expectations for my friends, even the people who are my close friends, because I've come to realize that sometimes people disappoint you and it's not intentional. It's a function of what they have going on and stuff like that. So I try not to have a lot of expectations of my close friends, even though when they do certain things and I think it's really good, I appreciate it, it's in my mind, but I try not to have too much. Because I feel like what happens, especially in adult friendships, is that if people don't show up for you in the way that you expect them to show up for you, and sometimes it's not a function of like, oh, they don't care, but maybe something came up or whatever, then you start being like, you are harboring like a certain feeling towards them and you start changing the relationship. And I also, I'm not always interested in confronting a situation. You know, it's not every day that I'll be like, you last time when I needed you to do this, you do that. Sometimes I feel like it's a bit childish. I'll just let it go. If it happens maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, I'll be like, okay, this is a problem. So I don't know. For me, I've really lowered my expectations of my, if I ask them for a favor and they can do it, it's cool. If they can't, I don't hold it too much. But do you guys have serious expectations of your friends?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes. Oh my God. I gotta terrify me.
Like, do you think it's an age thing where it's like when you were younger, you expected more from your friends, but people have disappointed you?
I don't think it's that. I think it's, so I'm my mother's firstborn. And I think, you know, that
wow, this is about, getting,
you know, that thing about firstborn daughters, right? I feel like it translates as a firstborn. You know, you are always like kind of like doing things for people you are. Yeah. So I think I don't necessarily know how to be the one that is needing the thing. Mm. Like I do well, like showing up for people. Uh-huh. Mm. And when it's time for me to ask for favors, I'll be like, I don't want to ask. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But also, no, I want to know, do you have expectations of your close friends? Like, if you call me at 4 a.m., if I'm your close, you call me at 4 a.m. and I don't pick. Is that beef?
I'm not going through a friendship. I went through a friendship breakup because I expected so much from my friend. So yeah, I do expect a lot.
And do you think this is reasonable expectations?
I don't know. Now I feel like, I don't know.
That's all. Oh, okay. We're actually going to talk about friendship breakups. So maybe we'll come back to that. But yeah, Wilma, I want to hear about your expectation for your friends.
Right now,
yes.
I am struggling to find what to do. Okay. I think the people who have hurt me the most in my mm-hmm. life are the really, really, really close friends, right? Mm-hmm. So at a point, I was like, I don't expect anything from anyone. You are right about the first daughter thing.
Yeah.
We are very, very, very independent. We never want to put ourselves in situations where we'll depend on other people.
Too much.
A lot of times we are the ones people depend on, right? And unfortunately, we get into action mode, protection mode, and these same things are used against us most often than not. So some part of me is like, don't expect anything from anyone. Let's just be friends. But it's so tiring because everyone is expecting something from you. Like normal, right?
Yeah.
Very normal. Oh, I need some help. Call Wilma. I need to call Wilma.
Because you're resourceful.
Yeah.
And it becomes like your place in the friendship that if you need somebody to pull through for anything, this is the person.
Yeah. But as human as I am, I also need people to pull through for me.
Yeah.
Right? And the struggle comes with, if you have no expectations, then they can never hurt you. But we're also taking out that human element, right?
Yeah.
From having expectations from your friend. So as it stands right now, in my life right now, I think I have maybe 3-4 people who are very close, who can hurt me, that I'm actively working on to make sure that if yawa ever happens, I could just say, I cool.
Right.
We did. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's still very much it's a life lesson, I guess.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Because you're going to be asking questions instead of answering questions.
How are you working on like preparing yourselves?
I tried not caring too much, but that's not the kind of person I am, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I care a bit too much, right? So I was like, nah, that's not going to work. I tried, maybe communicating as and when something happens and I'm not happy with it. And that was made me feel like kind of a bitch.
Yeah, you know? That's the thing. Like, you don't want to be a complainer. Because for me, if I complain about something, I don't want to have to do it a second time. Because then I'm like, okay, where's the consideration? And then there's also a part of me that's like, am I also doing too much in the sense that, you know, people are people. And past a certain age, you either have to deal with this person that you have decided to be your friend, that this is how they are, or you are cutting them off. And the cutting off too is like a lot of work, because then now everybody else is like, what happened? And you know, that's the funny thing about adult friendships. When you don't want to talk to somebody anymore, everybody wants to be your business and ask you why. Like, when I remember in primary school, somebody said Paris just was not nice. I said, I'm not talking to you again. That was it. Nobody came to mediate. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many mediators when it comes to adult friendships. So it's really tricky.
Yeah.
You know?
Now I just do the same shit they do to me.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God.
You get me? So if I call you, because, you know, I think we've all gotten to a point where some of our close friends will not talk to them for like 2 months.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's cool, right?
Yeah.
So I try, because I can do that. I can go, I will not even, it will never even occur to me till maybe something happens and I need to talk to you, but I was like, let me be a better friend. So I'll call you week, maybe today, you mm-hmm. not pick up, you knock, or you call back in like 2 days. Cool. Second day, cool. Third time, fourth time. And I realized that it's a pattern. You never get a call from me again. Mm-hmm. But if you call me,
but do you ever bother to find out why? Because that's the thing. If you're an adult, then you also know that there's a lot of things that, you know.
Yeah. Again, these are, let me call them, like I'm on a journey, right? So there are things I am intentionally and actively trying out, right?
Okay.
I've complained about this before. They said they are busy. You and I, like, come on, we are all busy, right? So if at a point in time these things persist, I will start doing the same to you, right? So you call me every time you are like, you call me once, twice. I know that would maybe serious. If I'm in a meeting, I will step up and I'll pick up because you've called me multiple times.
Right.
So you know that. So I know that this is serious. My friend needs me. Mm-hmm. If I do that, and there is a lackadaisical approach to how they receive your urgency,
yeah,
you start losing priority.
Of course.
Again, like that, right?
You switch it. Yeah.
I will switch it up. So it's up to you.
Mm.
Do you want to get back on my priority list?
At least you want to get
when
high
I call you, pick up the fucking call. If not, then, you know.
Yeah. David, like, you are really observant. You have something to say.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no,
all right. My next question is, what kind of friend are you in your friendship group? Me, I like hosting. Like, I feel now that I don't go out as much, if the group hasn't gotten together in a while, and I learned how to cook since I moved out, I'll cook and I'll be like, guys, come over. So I like hosting. Yeah, I won't say I'm the planner. I used to be a planner, but I've fallen out of that role because, like, my day-to-day life is getting very busy. You know, I do a lot of planning with Kwame for the podcast. I do a lot of planning in other things. So I've kind of, like, I've shifted. I don't want to be the planner in the group anymore. I want to plan something and I'll pull up, but I like to host. So what kind of friend are you? Are you reading everybody's star signs and telling them?
Actually, yeah. I feel like I'm not a therapist, but I'm the person people come to tell the things they're ashamed of, which I like, because I feel like I give off a non-judgy vibe.
Oh.
So people come and unpack. I mean, I'm judging them in my mind, but not to their face. Yeah.
But it's also because, like, you are, like, quote unquote, bad. Like, you do everything bad. So, because honestly, the people that I feel free, my friend that I feel free to tell them everything, and if you're watching, like, it's because you are bad. Like, it's like, no, you cannot judge me. If I come and tell you, you start judging me, I'll be like, hey. So maybe, is that it? Are you the bad friend?
I guess. We'll see.
I feel like you are not letting loose. I need you to let loose.
No. I'm actually so shy right now.
You're shy? Oh, my God. David, what about you? What kind of friend are you?
What kind of friend am I?
You are the mysterious friend.
Yeah. I would say I try to be reliable.
You try.
Yeah, okay. I try to be reliable. I mean, I'm not the kind of friend I wouldn't be readily available to maybe like hang out or go out or do mm-hmm. some of the things you would typically expect friends to do. But then I would like to believe that I'm always there for the people that I care about.
Right.
Yeah. In the sense that if I see that there is a way that I can help you through any situation it is that you're going through, or if you need help with anything, you can call me at 4 a.m. or whatever it is. I'll always be there for my friends. Yeah, I think that's
4 a.m. the standard.
I don't know. Anybody that's calling me at 4 a.m. is a witch. I'm sorry. Like, if we're not engaging in coitus, why are you calling me at 4 a.m.?
Yeah, so then I don't have an issue with stuff like that. So,
with 4 a.m. calls.
Yeah.
No, but you know the funny thing? So I just realized something. For the period of time that I've known David, I feel like he's had phases. There was a phase when David was always out, to the point where if I don't want to go out, David's like, why are you at home? You get it? And then now David is in a phase where now if you want to go out and you hit him up, he'd be like, have fun. Go and come. And so it just makes me think, like, are we accommodating to the different phases of our friends' lives. Because, you know, sometimes you know, you meet somebody as something, you know them as something. And then when they start to deviate from that, we do not accommodate it. And then we think like, oh, they've switched up. I'll give you a typical example. You went to uni with me. I've always been like the life of the party. I was kind of person that if I go to a party, I am dancing from the beginning to the end. I'm doing shots. I'm doing all of that. When I started to get into production, do the podcast and everything, I started to suffer from overstimulation. And I think it's part of the reason why I don't go out as much, because every time I go out, and I'm not like bragging or anything, but when I go out, at least a considerable number of people come and be like, oh, Jesus, I like your podcast so much, which I like it great. I always like to get the feedback, but imagine you having to constantly do that, you know? So I would rather just be at home and chill. And what I've realized that now when I meet my friendship groups, I'm not as vocal and bubbly. I'm transforming into the person that rather wants to create the atmosphere for you guys to have, and I'll sit and observe. And I realized that when I started doing that, a lot of people be like, "Ah, Joseph, what's wrong with you?" I just was, and I'm like, "Nothing.
Broken heart.
It's not broken heart.
You're growing old.
He's
growing
old. No, I'm getting tired of being all over all the time, right? And my friend Sandra, like, I remember because she comes to Ghana like every year or so, and every time she comes, she wants to be out. And there were years when she would come and I just didn't want to be out. And it became a little bit of issue because she's like, you don't want to hang out with me. I'm like, no, if you want to hang out at home, I'll be there. But the club hopping, the bar hopping, you know what I mean? So do we allow for these transitional periods in your friends' lives? Do you have any experiences with that?
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. After uni was when I started.
Calming down.
No. The going out, the enjoying, because again, it was part of my work.
Your job, yeah.
And Ofanko is far.
Oh, barrier.
I can't be going and coming and going, and it's not safe, right? And the beautiful thing is my close group of friends,
yeah.
You know, they are also in the adulting phase. Some of them are married. Some of them
have kids.
We just had our first baby in the
group.
The group, you have no idea. My For You page is all baby stuff. I don't know what to do with it again. Right? So now as we're growing, as we're maturing, there's a need to have that kind of conversation. Like, Charlie, this is what is happening with me right now. Right? My friend just had a baby. I'm not expecting that. On the 21st, I get a sacravaganza.
Not a free promo. Let's get out.
Like, they would be out there with you, me, even though that is what they typically do. And from everything they've said so far, my sense should be able to piece these things together as their friend.
You know?
But because we're constantly talking, we have a group, someone is saying, you know, Charlie, this week. It was stressful, right? So if I want to hang out with my friend, communicating with them helps you understand the vibe. They don't need to say, I'm in a new phase in my life.
Yeah, yeah. Now you get it because you also see the updates, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But Katia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Do you feel like your friends, your parents should like know your close friends? Do you believe in that? Because you know, when I went to high school, there were people that it was very like their friends and their parents get along. They know them, like first name basis and everything. And I always used to find that very interesting. Do your parents know your friends?
I feel like, well, now that I'm an adult, the friends I'm making, they don't know as much. But when we're in school, they'll come for visiting. They'll see my friends and those relationships. But now because of that, now my dad is asking about people I don't even talk to anymore, which just makes it awkward. So it's like, nothing like that. Like people I'm not talking to because I'm not talking. Yeah. It's like,
I really want to talk. What does it take for people to fall out of friendship with you, Katia?
I feel like for me, once I associate little things, like you said, once it's a pattern and I associate little things to, like, it's not that you are just doing things. This was a one-off thing or this was an accident. It just, all these things are showing me that maybe you don't value me as much as I thought you did, or you don't respect me as much as I thought you did. I feel like those are the two things, respect and value.
Do you ever like confront your friends about those things before?
What do you know?
Do you confront your friends before the friendship breakup?
I think that's my problem. That's something I'm trying to work on more.
You don't confront them?
No.
You don't, so you just like ghost them. So like what, you like they'll be texting and calling you? And you
no, 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 not in that. Like you, because I feel like if it's gotten to that point, I'm already noticing that you're not giving me energy. Uh-huh. So it's like I'm just taking myself out of the situation. By and if I'm not hearing, I'm just not going to text you. If you don't text me, then it's like sure. But like if you text me, sure, we'll continue the conversation. But I'm not going to reach out anymore because it feels like it's not being reciprocated.
No, so even if you have realized that, okay, this person does not put me on the same pedestal that I put them on, oh, so wow. I'm removing myself from their lives, right? And then they reach out, you still text them like everything is cool?
Oh, I feel like you were briefed.
I know. I don't know anything. We're having a conversation about friendship, Katia.
I think it depends.
It depends.
I admit communication is not my strong suit. Oh, I'll say that. Okay. Yeah.
I see. No, I'm just wondering because, you know, there are certain people, and I think that also comes to the level of friendship that we have. There are certain people that once I've decided that it's not worth it, I won't even bother to have a conversation about the fact that I'm switching up. You know, I will switch up if you figure it out, fine. If you, and that's the thing, I don't believe in blocking people. Like, you will see me. I will be on your page. You will see, I don't believe in blocking people. I will just readjust your position in my life and you will see it reflects. But yeah, what is the longest friendships you guys have had? I think my longest friendship is probably 12 years old, where it's not just like that I've known the person for that long, but their person's actively a part of my life. Probably like 12 years old. Yeah. 2012. How many years ago was that?
12.
It's 12. Yeah. 12 years old. How long? I feel like you're going to say 3 months.
I'm going to say 7 years, 7, 8 years. Actually, 7 to 10.
7 to 10. Which one is it?
It's 7.
And the person is still actively.
Yeah, yeah. What do you
see? Oh, what are you asking? Oh. What about you? Are you still calculating?
The one I'd probably have mentioned, I'm no longer.
Yeah, no more.
That's my 10. Yeah.
So wait, the longest friendship you've had is, at what time did it cut? How old was it?
I think we've known each other since, high school. Oh, since okay. Like 2010.
Oh, okay. That's 24 years. No, so currently.
24 years, Joseph.
Yeah, 2010. 14. Everybody knows I don't do math, guys. Go on. No, but currently, who is your oldest friend? You don't have to mention the name, but like, how old is your oldest friendship? Okay.
Eight.
Okay, David.
18 years.
18. Oh, wow. Do I know this person?
No.
This is in Nigeria.
Yeah, it's a couple of them, actually.
Oh, okay. It's a whole group. Yeah. Okay, cool. I see. Do you guys believe in the concept of best friends?
I used to.
Oh, okay. What changed your mind?
Because then I feel like at some point you realize, oh, am I my best friend's best friend? And then...
Okay. Must your best friend... like if... How do I say this? Okay, so Niapa, right? He says... Why Niapa? I don't know. I do not necessarily believe in the concept of a best friend. I believe in the concept of good friends, right? But Niapa always says, I don't care if I'm not your best friend. You are my best friend. And so what it made me think about is that, do you have to be your best friend's best friend for it to be a best friendship?
Yeah, because who is going to be your maid of honor?
Oh, please. People don't even, listen, that thing is never even a criteria anymore.
Because imagine if you had somebody, you had a friend and this guy was your best man. Was your best man at your wedding, but at his wedding,
it's
you chose you. Someone else.
It's not a big deal
to be your best. Oh, I'd feel really bad.
Yeah. Is that a big deal for girls? Because I don't think it's a big, like if you were somebody, David, if you were somebody's best man,
it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, you said.
Yeah, back me up on this.
Yeah, I mean, because if you said that this is your best friend, why am I not your main one? Like, why? Unless it's your sister or something.
Which is understandable.
And it has to be a twin sister for it to be. Younger sister out of here.
It's not that serious. You can be a best friend and not be the, like, really?
So what's your criteria for picking best man?
Wow.
Like, it's not your closest friend.
Of course, closest friend. But you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, somebody can be your best friend and you don't necessarily have to be the person's best friend. Because the things that make the person show up for you, no, the things that make the person show up for you, for you to consider them to be a best friend can be enough. They don't have to consider you their best friend. For you guys, it's important that it has to be reciprocal.
Like, that's the the point of having a relationship with somebody? Are two people in the relationship, right? Be it romantic or be it friendship. So if you feel strongly that this guy or this girl is my person, and the person,
you are not a person's person.
Wow. I don't know, so but
do you have a best friend?
I have sisters. I have a sister.
Okay.
Not blood, though.
Not blood.
But this is someone I call my sister.
Is she married yet?
Yeah, she's married.
Okay. So you were maid of honor?
No, but I was one of it. She has a twin sister.
Okay. See, that's what she says. That's the only time.
She has a twin sister.
No, but David, you believe in the concept of best friends?
That's, I think that's a tricky one for me too.
Why do you have a best friend that's listening that's going to be like,
No, actually, I don't necessarily know. Usually my best friend would be the person I'm being intimate with. Like,
that's we all had like three different reactions.
Come on,
but
green flag.
Wait, David, so seriously, your best friend is always the girl you're seeing
for the most part, but then let me add that I've had, like, when I was in high school.
You're laughing.
No, go on.
Listen, Joseph wanted to say bros before hoes, G.
That's not what I wanted to say. I just find it so interesting, but okay. Yeah, when you were in high school.
Nice. Yeah, when I was in high school, I had a friend and we considered each other, like, best friends. Mm-hmm. But then that was a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And then there was uni and I had, like, a couple of people I considered best friends. But I feel like now life for me is structured in such a way that you're not able to hold on to that best friendship the way that you would conventionally want to. So, does that make sense?
Yeah, but that's also like what I feel like, you know, we take a lot of our standards from social media and movies and stuff. Like, what are best friends supposed to do? They're supposed to know each other's favorite color and everything. Like, I feel like, you know, that's why I'm saying that for me, the way I believe in best friendship is kind of different. If people show up for you in the way that they're supposed to show up for you on a consistent basis, it doesn't have to be, oh, we go everywhere together. Oh, like, I have friends for different, I have friends for different purposes. There's no shame in my game. I was actually telling you that how, like, I'm usually the one that, like, people will come to. I have made sure that I have socialized myself in a way that I have a few people that, when I present myself to them, I present myself to them as somebody that's wounded. They don't know me as a strong person.
This is manipulation.
It's not manipulation. Because you need somebody to also be there for you. You cannot always be the one that's like, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. But everybody too cannot get outside of you.
And I agree with that. I do.
Yeah.
I have friends that if I see that my relationship with God is shaky,
you go to them.
Yeah, the ones I go to. I have friends that if I want to go out, I like, that's my squad. I have my sisters. Like, they are the ones who
non-related, by the way.
No, non-related. We're the ones who, and the problem was when I remember one of my birthdays when I was in uni, they were trying to do a surprise party.
And did not invite somebody that was supposed to be there.
No, funny enough, someone was able to bring all the different groups together. Now that's the problem, because they are like, no, let's go to this club. Wilma will like it. And then the friend, the church group is like, what? Right? And my corporate girly group, they are like, no, you know, I can reserve this place and do this and do the that and do that because and I don't, and eventually they just brought it to my hostel.
Right.
Like, just for peace of mind. And I vowed to myself, they will never
meet. I actually like this segue because I was going to talk about gatekeeping friends and mixing friends. Do you guys believe in the concepts of mixing your friend groups?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I don't like mixing friend groups, but I do like when my besties are besties. I'll say that.
Do you think like you intentionally
each other?
And when they don't like each
other? Because I feel like that's never happened.
How many besties you have?
At the moment, 4.
And they all like each other?
Yeah.
Is that a requirement?
Because I feel like if I've picked 4 people to be my close friends, they're probably people who have things in common anyway.
Girl, not really.
So far, no complaints.
David, you mix friend groups? I feel like you don't.
I don't.
I feel like, you know, I know. Like, sometimes we can be hanging out with David somewhere, and then, like, you see somebody, you come and say hi to David, and then you are like, David, who is that? And then David, when David doesn't want to get this, you're like, oh, he's just a friend. But you're like, what does David have to do with this person? I don't think you mix friend groups. No, what's the reason for that?
I think it's cleaner that way.
It's cleaner.
Oh, wow.
Why? What do you want to say?
No, like, clean is such a... Yeah.
No, you know what it is? Because it can get muddied. It can get muddy. So for me, I do a bit of both. There are certain, like, you know, you can have core friends, right, who belong in different circles or groups. But because of how core they are to your existence and the stuff that you do, you might intertwine some of them. Mm. And then you have certain close friends that, like, you don't see...
How is that different from what I said?
What did you say?
That all my besties are besties.
No, it's different. Let me say something. It's different. No, because, like, let's say, like, I remember when I used to go to the gym, and there was a guy that I met. He's really cool. We talk every now and then, right? But I don't have any, like... I don't feel moved to invite him out when I'm going to hang out with my friends. No, but, like, I've known him for a year.
Is that all it takes to be a bestie?
Oh, no, no. Okay.
Another thing I think is that with, like, having friends in different circles, you find the different circles having probably, like, different values.
Values, yeah. Yes, that's what it is.
So I have a couple of friends that you would judge.
I'm not a judgmental person.
And I have a couple of friends who will judge you harshly as well. So it's better to just, you know.
Yes,
you
know. It's true.
So that's why what I mean by it's cleaner and it's
more. Yeah, it's true. That's what it is. Because, you know, and I feel like we also don't present our full selves to everybody. Especially your work people.
Just so now I'm afraid of you.
Why are you afraid of me?
You don't present your full self. People,
no, but, I don't know, Katia. You know, at least it's something I've seen in the Ghanaian workspace. I don't think a lot of people go to work with as their true selves.
Mm.
Honest to God. Mostly because of the work environment that we have in Ghana. It's very judgmental. It's very extended family coded, where you have to go and do auntie anyway. And so it's not in that workspace that you're going to let people know that, oh, I smoke shisha, or, oh, I, you know what I mean? Because it's true. So a lot of people go to work and they're a different person.
Yeah.
And so the friendships that you make at work, if you invite them to anything, oh, your child's outdooring, your engagement. But you're not about to invite them on a night out because you don't want to mix. Yeah.
And it's too small.
Accra is too small. Can you imagine? You know, there are some friend groups that believe in having sex with each other, right? And then you go and mix your friend groups and then you find out that this friend and this friend has done this and this friend who is this. And this.
Do you mind experience? That?
I am, what?
Do you mind when your friend?
David, I can't hear you. Do you mind
when your friends, like, mix?
Mix.
When your friends
sleep with each other. You know what? What adults, consenting adults do, it's not a big deal. For me, I feel like if we're in a friendship group and two people are having sex with each other, it's important for us to know. No! I just think, because you see, sometimes we
are. They need your consent.
No, they need our consent. Oh, no. Look, I feel like if you do it with the third time, let us know. You know, once can be an oops moment. So, by the third time, let us know so that everybody will know that, oh, this is what's going on in the friend group. Because you know, when you start having sex with someone, feelings can get involved. And so, if let's say you're hanging out, you're even playing or something, somebody is doing something with somebody that you have started sleeping with 4 or 5 times, then you start catching an attitude. You just don't want
to. And it affects everybody.
It affects, yeah.
Just have speaking from experience.
And now when they stop.
You are the experience.
Sleeping,
you are the experience.
But what would you knowing do to the discomfort?
Oh, no, it just, you know, you. Look, clarity is important. You just know how to manage yourself. So, for example, if let's say we're doing, let's say a road trip, right? And we're organizing rooms. We know that, okay, these people will have to share a room. Yeah, sometimes those kind of things happen. You know, you just have to know. Okay, so I want to talk about falling out with friends and what it takes for someone to fall out with friends. Katia, I'll let you marinate on it, but I'll start with David. David, have you ever fallen out with a friend?
Not particularly, no, I don't think so.
Yeah. Wow.
Never. Just people that, like, you kind of, like, because of time, distance and stuff, you just don't talk as much and that's it. But you've never had, like, an argument or something that you guys have disagreed on seriously and then you've fallen out?
No.
Hey, almost. Maybe peaceful past.
I don't think it's about being peaceful. I mean, I do have that one friend who did something that I was very disappointed in. So I kind of like
distanced yourself.
But I still care deeply about them. I'm not mad at them or anything. I just know that. So this is someone who, like I said earlier, my really close friends are those that I'm able to share certain intimate details with. And this is someone who I was able to do that with to a very high degree.
Yeah.
But then now I just know that I wouldn't do that, but we are still very good friends.
Oh, so would you say that because of the disappointment from that friendship, you now move forward not wanting to share like very intimate things about yourself with people? Because
I don't think that it has changed anything as far as I'm concerned.
The robots, these guys. Wilma, how about you, dear? I know that they're falling out. The way you started this whole conversation, they're falling out. Like, what does it take? For me, I think you have like a third time to show that you're not a considerate friend.
So I think that sometimes the friendship should have ended years ago. But because maybe you've known this person for a very long time, you still like carry on, right? And one big thing that I have learned that I probably used to assess my friends or people that there's potential to get close to is what they do to other people, they will do to you. And I think also one of the key things that I'm also learning is, which I've never felt the need to until some recent experiences, to create boundaries. Like, I am that kind of friend, or I was that kind of friend that if I have a man, y'all are meeting my man. Do you get what I'm saying? Cause like, this is man, these are my sisters. So y'all are meeting my man. This is, you get to that whole type of thing, right?
Yeah.
We don't do that again.
At all.
No.
Until the wedding day.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But you know, let me tell you something. There's also a scary part to that. Because what if your man is somebody's husband?
But yeah, but I,
that you don't know about. And maybe if you had told, if you had done the intro,
no,
your friends would be like,
they will know the basics.
Okay.
They will know.
They'll have a photo.
Probably.
But they're not hanging out with him to get familiar.
Okay. No, because people lack boundaries and sometimes they know it. They just give excuses for it. Sometimes they might not know it, right? And girls, we catch attitude because of these things and it gets really, really, really messy, right? It gets messy. So it's, what was the question again?
Don't worry. I feel like you're kind of answered it. I feel like, you know, he's falling out with friends. It wasn't probably over like a man.
No, it was over like men. Things they do.
Oh, okay.
Like every time there is a man, then
it's like, oh, okay. I get what you mean.
You
it's
get
like,
what I mean. Yeah. So it's not a man. It's just like
men.
Principles just. You get it, like the boundaries. And you spoke about parents.
Liking your friends.
I think the hardest part of a friendship breakup is when you have to
tell your parents.
With their parents.
Oh.
Or when it's because listen, I love some of my friends' parents. Love them. Like I can come to the house. My friends are not there. Right. Then me and their mother, proper, Justin. Do you get it? And then me and you fall out. And so what?
Like, yeah.
So, I think
mine is like when your parents ask you about a friend that has done you wrong, that you are no longer friends with. Hey, in the leche, it's been a while. How is he?
Charlie.
You don't know where to go from there.
Cause once you tell them, then it's official. Like if you tell them it's broken. Yeah.
I know people who just play along. Oh, he's fine. Yeah. Do you also have boundaries? Like,
do I have boundaries?
No, with regards with who you're dating. Cause like, I mean, David, correct me if I'm wrong, but like, I feel like when David is with somebody, maybe in our friend group, he lets us know. Cause now that he has different friend groups, I'm sure. Are there friend groups that you don't let them know about who you're seeing? That you have that you don't let them know about who you're seeing?
Not particularly. I don't think so.
When you're,
I'm not keeping whoever it is I'm seeing from anyone.
Okay. Yeah. But so you know how we were talking about like not bringing her man around her friends.
No, I don't think anyone I consider a friend is trying to sleep with someone I'm being intimate with. Yeah,
no. Oh, no, it's not like trying to sleep with them. It's just that I don't want the situation of a boundary. Like, because now the thing is, and let me give you a question. So you have your girl, right? Your girl comes, meets everybody. They feel like she's cool vibes. They accept her into, and most of them become friends with her. Now you guys break up. Would you be okay with her now hanging out with them, like actively hanging out with them?
Will you be okay with your girl still hanging out with your friends after you guys have broken up?
I would be okay with it, but I mean, I knew that I would feel somewhere. Yeah,
I think that's awkward. The thing is, when you break up or if you break up, having to handle like the, oh, what happened? Oh, why? Because, you know, there are some friends that they like the person so much that they want you to work it out. I don't know. I feel like a considerable amount of time should pass before an introduction. It doesn't mean anything. But Katia, I want to know, when you're seeing somebody, it's like, do your friends know? Do you hang around with them and your friends?
I'm a very secretive person in general. Okay. So I don't tell my friends until it's like something solid. Like, yeah.
But do you, like, are you friends with your friends? Booze?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
To what extent? You follow each other on social media?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Is that a bad thing?
Oh, no, I'm just asking. Like, and like, that hasn't presented any issue in your friend groups?
Not that I know of. Though I know it gets annoying sometimes.
But okay, so my question to all of you is like, what is one thing that somebody has to do for you to be like, it's a wrap? As a friend, what is that one thing that is like, it's a wrap? For me, I feel like telling my business where you shouldn't be telling it. Because I think the basis for right now, as a 32-year-old, the basis for most of my friendships is peace of mind and comfort. If I don't feel comfortable around you in the sense that I can't speak freely, I have to watch the things that I see and those kind of things, I don't see the point of a friendship. So if you are running your mouth about like things that we have sat down to talk about, that like sometimes we are talking about issues that I don't have to say, don't go and tell anybody. Honestly, I feel like when you have a really good friend and then they say, don't tell anybody, I actually feel insulted. Because you should know that. No, you should know that, like, I'm not that kind of person, you know. I get it that people do that because of disclaimers. So that's in case. But that's the thing. If you're telling my business where you're not supposed to be telling my business, it's a wrap. It really is. Like, and that one, that's the one way I'm not even going to confront you about it. I will switch up and you'll be asking me, what's up? And I'll look at your messages and I'll leave it. Until we meet face to face. And that one, you'll get it. You'll get a whole speech. Because you know what happens? In the time that, like, I'm not talking to you, I'm not minding you, whatever, I'm rehearsing the speech. I'm rehearsing it every time. I'm rehearsing it. And then the day that you're in front of me, I'll be like, let me tell you about a badass bitch that you are. And then I'll just...
You have to end with a banger.
Too. Yeah, and then a mic drop. And then you're trying to talk to me, like, don't bother. It's done. So yeah, what is that? What is, like...
I feel like for me, it's when I come to you with something, like a problem I'm having with our friendship or something you've done to me, your response to it, just, yeah. Because if it's a bad response and it's like, so every time we have a problem, is this what I should be expecting when I come to you with it? Then, yeah.
Even if what you're bringing is ridiculous.
Do you know something?
The Katia, you might as well just tell us the story.
This paranoia that Katia has, and it's like, it's
no, because I feel like, see, I've dealt with the drama in my mind, and every like, oh, maybe I didn't do this right, that like you are saying it, and it's like, what have you?
I don't know anything, but I don't. Human beings second guess us. Even when you have an argument with somebody, don't just stay up at night and be like, I should have said this. Yeah, but I'm just saying, if like the way people handle the things that you bring is how you cut them off, do you ever reflect to think whether, okay, me too, this thing I was complaining about, does it even make sense?
I mean, like, if your friend has a problem and it's something significant enough that they've come to you to talk about it, then I don't understand why you shouldn't.
Take it seriously.
Yeah, no matter how trivial it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can be insulting them in your mind and like, yeah, but like to their face.
Like, I'll tell you one thing that like, I don't give, like, sending me your photo shoot pictures to post on your birthday, I am sorry. Like, if you're going to get upset with me about that, like, I just feel it's not weird for me.
I mean, like, even that, like, if this was someone that you really, really value, someone you're really close to, and they're like, Joseph, I always see you posting other people.
You see, I would much prefer to post, like, natural pictures.
Oh, so that's what it is.
I don't know what it is. I guess I'm a ick about posting because you see somebody's birthday and then you open, like, 5 stories and it's the same picture that everybody, it means the person has sent to everybody and said, post this picture.
But that was the point of the photo shoot.
I'm sorry, put it on your page.
Okay, then if they came to you, you'd be like, oh, I don't want, like, if you could send me a different picture, I could put, but if you just.
I will go to your, I will go and look for a picture of the two of us or whatever and I'll post it.
Yeah, but still, that's something. You've addressed the.
I don't want to post though. I will put, I just don't want to post your photo shoot picture. That's just my thing. But also, you know, I find that these days I'm posting my friends less. And it's not even because I don't care about them more. I just be like, you know, this social media game, you have to be measured. David, what's something that, like, can earn somebody the chop?
I guess there could be a number of things, but what I wouldn't like and what I would like to avoid is messiness. Like, yeah, you know, it could cover some of what you just spoke about.
Right.
Someone going somewhere to say something that they weren't supposed to share. But then I feel like I'm a bit more understanding with my friends because some of these things you have to look at it holistically. You have to ask yourself certain questions. Did they share that information with someone else because they intentionally, consciously wanted to do something bad to you or like hurt you? Or was it just, I mean, I have friends who I know can talk. Like, yeah, they just talk. You, maybe they were drinking or something and yeah. They just let certain things out, right? Yeah. I feel like we need to be a bit more patient with
those people.
Yes, with people, yes, that we
myself
care about.
Included.
Yes, so I wouldn't just say, oh, I'm cutting you off. I mean, if it happens, if it's something that is really private to me and, I hear that, oh, this person said something like this, blah, blah, blah. Again, adult friendship, this is what we're talking about. You should be able to communicate, like,
yeah.
I did not appreciate the fact that, why did you do this? And then you give them an opportunity to be like, oh, well, like, it was a mistake.
No, I like.
And all of that. And then you guys can just walk your way. Because honestly, one thing that I am starting to learn the older I get is that the friends that you have, right? Like, we really need to, like, hold them. Yeah. You really need to hold on to them because the older you get, and I think you said something earlier, the older you get, the more difficult it is
to make friends,
yeah. Right? And the ones that me I have, I cherish them a lot. So it would take a lot of, I mean, you have to maybe actively maybe try to sleep with my wife or like some stupid shit like that for me to like say, okay, no, I'm actually cutting you off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, cause you find out that, okay, you have these expectations or you have some of these things that are like deal breakers for you. And because you want to stand on business, you find out that, oh, damn, I've lost like 50% of the people that are supposed to be part of my social group. Yeah. And that's not good at all. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to be quite fair, I don't think that it's like a complete chop. It's just that I do a re-evaluation and like what I was saying, you move a bit down the priority list. Like, I'm not easily telling you things anymore. I'm not easily inviting you to anywhere and everywhere anymore because I want to be able to share certain things. And the fact that you are going to drink and then now you're telling everybody, then yeah, we can be cool, but not where I'm about to, you know. What about you? What qualifies for a chop?
I think it's consistent and intentional disrespect.
Wow.
Consistent and intentional.
Consistent.
Listen, he's spot on the bit about, like, you never really know what happened. It really might not be intentional, right? And there are things like that. I can be so pissed at my friend for doing something, created like multiple scenarios. And I talk to them and they're like, Charlie, I'm sorry. Like this and this and this. She gets it.
Yeah.
We will move past it. But there are ones that it is, the gaslighting is intense. It is like, you know, you are actively disrespecting me to my face consistently. And I'm trying to have a conversation about it. And it is, nah, like I'm the stupid one. I know I'm not a stupid one. I'm, do you get it? I will sit down and do a lot of measurements and evaluation in my mind about what went wrong. And I think right now we are all growing and adult enough to know, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have said this. I shouldn't have done that, right? So it is plain and transparent to us right now. And I can see, because the reason why some of my relation, my friendships took so long to end was because I could see, but I didn't want to see. So I was allowing some things to happen to a point where, yeah, now Charlie, enough is enough. Right. So now I can see what is going on. And I'm like, nah, Charlie.
To wrap up, what is the one advice that you have for adults in their friendships?
I don't think I should be advising anyone.
Katia.
I know, right?
Someone else should start.
I can't wait for what the comments will say about Katia. I'm not helping. Anyway, David.
Yeah, so as far as the issue of friendship is concerned, there are a lot of introverts out there who don't find it easy to make new friends or make friends or maybe maintain relationships or whatever the case is, or who don't even, they are, trust me, believe it or not, I mean, this would sound crazy to you, but there are people who genuinely feel that they don't particularly need friendships. And they think that they are okay, like just being in isolation. But that thing is a trap. I've been there, you know, I've been there before. And again, I just want to quote like statistics, like around some of these things.
Now, wow.
people who experience loneliness, like not that you're there feeling like, oh, I don't have people, like you're okay with not being with
people,
right? You're lonely. You're isolated. It increases your risk of mortality by 50%.
Really?
Yes, that's to it. Die from anything. Yeah.
You have to check these numbers.
No, yeah, you should. And you guys can fact check me.
Okay.
And there's also another, there are actually a bunch of studies. One of them says that living like that is equivalent or is as harmful as smoking 15 sticks of cigarettes a day. Another study says 20 sticks. You guys can check all of these things.
How old are these things?
No, they are actually very factual. There's science.
You said they should check, but you're not telling them where it is.
I mean, how about 2024? Everyone can go and, you know, do a Google search and all of that.
Okay.
But yeah, so what I'm trying to say is that you, like,
that's, everybody needs somebody.
Yes. That community, that social, very healthy social support is necessary. Every single human being. We are not made to live in isolation. Yeah. So I feel like there are a couple of people who need to hear this, and I'm specifically speaking to them.
Oh, yeah. But David, it sounded like this, like, you know, aspire to perspire, reach that for that. It's killing me because he's also wearing a kaftan. Anyway, yeah. Well, what about you?
I think I would pick that thing that David said, that as we grow older, we need to cherish the friends that we have. And sometimes being a little bit more, and this is probably to me tolerable, of them.
And work through things.
And work through things unless it is unworkable, and give yourself grace to let it go until it, because it will get to a point where it is literally eating you alive. And that's unfortunately what's wrong. What's happening? People hold on to friendship that they're supposed to have let go of like years ago. Right?
Wait, yeah.
Yeah, and they are bitter, bitter inside.
Yeah.
So let it go. Let that bitch go. Let that guy go.
Okay, Elsa. Katia.
Let him go.
I feel like mine is, I feel like now that we're adults, there's a certain amount of love and affection we reserve only for our romantic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I think my life got so much better when I stopped doing that. When I stopped saying there's only things I would do for a significant other and not doing that just for my friends.
True.
Like the moment you just pour all that love into all your other relationships, like you don't just reserve romantic loves. All your relationships just get better. But you weren't expecting that.
Oh, no. That's a good one. I actually thought you were going to give the best one. And honestly, in my bio's opinion, it is, because I feel like we put a lot of premium on romantic relationships. There are people that when they enter relationships, they put their friendships aside. They're always my man. But, and then when like the breakup happens, you come and fall on your friends. And so I think it's true. It is a ship, a relationship. So put in that same energy. But for me, I would say consideration is key. Are you a considerate friend? That's it. Are you? And that answers everything when it comes to respect. And if you borrow money, do you give it back? Do you come and give a correct story? Like, are you a considerate friend? Before you complain about your friend, are you a considerate friend? And that's what I'm going to say to end this episode. We'll catch you on the shout outs. Bye.
Kid Black. My dad. Seaside. Jalani gela ke sheba shani bawso a chole chochoni wa bajo dani magbito towe la sengela ye mami noni wana eyo mo e bolo wa wana e kya ke mi jigbe ke bunya jalani gela ke sheba shani bawso a chole chochoni wa bajo dani magbito towe la sengela ye mami noni wana eyo mo e bolo wa wana e kya ke mi jigbe ke bunya
All right, and that is it. Yes. Oh my goodness. I really enjoyed that conversation. You know, it's always nice to get other people's perspectives and insights, especially when they're perspectives and insights that, you know, are interesting enough for you to be like, I'm going to put that in my notepad. You know what I mean? Great conversation, guys. And also, the truth of the matter is there was a plethora of things that we wanted to talk about under the friendship tag. But of course, the show cannot be that long. So feel free for this to be a conversation starter. Drop a comment on the YouTube, on the Instagram, on Twitter. Start a conversation on friendships with your friend. Some of the questions that we ask. If you have answers to them, you have a different opinion, let us know. You know, do not limit yourself to just listening. Engage the content, my baby girls and boys and everything in between. Let us know that actual human beings are loving and enjoying and listening and have feedback. You know what I mean? When you're robots, we're not going to ask you to tick a box and tell us what you see in the 4 or 5 squares. But what we're going to need you to do is engage the content online. Yes. Oh my God, that was great. I really enjoyed that episode. But anyway, it's time for us to do our shout outs. All right. So on this episode, I know we've already shouted out Big Robo Silly and Mrs. Akosua Ado. Yeah, Big Robo Silly. We are doing it again. Look at that. A very good one. But anyway, our shout out this week is going to go to this. So there's a thing that happens at a treehouse. I think every 2 or 3 weeks. It's called the Mixer People. Okay. Now, this is not sponsored. I saw it on Instagram and I went. And basically, it's a networking event. So you just go, you know, they give you a sticker. You write your name on there. You circle the industry and then you just go and sit down and they give you a bingo card. So on the card is like, find somebody that works about 6 a.m. Find somebody that works in public speaking. Find somebody that has a dog. You know, those kind of things, right? And so you're supposed to just go around and talk to people, connect with people, network. It was a really, really cool thing. And I honestly, look, all socialization in Ghana does not always have to be drinking and game nights. You know, sometimes it's also great to do something different. That's why I'm actually telling you guys about this. I saw it on Instagram and I went and it was a cool vibe. Because the thing is, everybody there comes there to be spoken to. So it's not a situation where it's like, okay, like, you know, people are going to be stush and then have their nose up in there. And I don't know, I had networking events. And anyway, I say all this to say, I met this guy. He's called Jude. He's a lawyer. And he says he's been listening to the podcast, okay? And he has a very good friend, Juliet Buntugu. I'm sorry, I cannot remember for the love of me how to pronounce the surname, but it's B-U-N-T-U-G-U-H. So it's either Buntugu, Bantuga, or Bantuga. Anyway, Juliet, thank you so much, because Jude said you're a big fan of the podcast, and he said, oh, she knows you, and I was like, oh, okay. But anyway, guys, shout out to you guys. Thank you so much for loving the podcast. And of course, as I always say, make sure that you're spreading the gospel of Sincerely Accra to somebody else. Because if you're enjoying it, why not the other person? This is not one of those things where you gatekeep. Please do not gatekeep for the sake of our numbers. Do not gatekeep this podcast. And all too soon, my people, we have come to the end of another exciting Sincerely Accra episode. And I know you love it. I know. What are the ratings? It's 10 over 10. Tens across the board. I know. Listen, do us a favor. On Spotify and on the podcast, Apple Podcast app, you can rate us. You can give us stars. You can leave comments. Baby, if you're not going to give us 5 stars, don't bother. That's what I want you to know. If you feel that there's any shortcoming that this podcast has, that is not going to make you select 5 stars. Don't bother. Leave it and go. Okay. But for the rest of you, give us a 5 stars and comments, positive things only. It helps the podcast to go far. It helps more people to, you know, and when we do well, we're able to do this for longer. It's been 7 years and counting. You want us to stop next year? I don't think so. So do what you need to do. Follow us everywhere, social media, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, subscribe to our YouTube, leave a comment, engage. And most importantly, people, share. And not the single girl. I'm talking about the verb. S-H-E. R-E. Okay. All right, people. That's going to be our episode. My name is Joseph Inti. I'm the host of the Sincerely Accra podcast. I want to give a quick shout out to my co-creator and producer, the other half of this podcast, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori. And of course, a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's the podcast hosting network that allows us to do this to you, bring this to you every 2 weeks, my guys and girls and everything in between. Somebody say 2024. You got to say all of it. All right. I love you. Keep checking for us. It's always, always, always a good time on this podcast called Sincerely Accra. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, far away. Let somebody know it's fun on this side. Kwame, you know what to do.
pana mi amo sheshe wacho wache odobra na wacho wache sene satie nyina ya pana sana kumenye na zo ya pete tumpa de jungle ma tumpa de jungle ma tete ya tete de jungle ma tumpa de jungle ma tumpa de jungle rana bedu wa kuma sa de Matumpadi jungle, matia tia tia di jungle. Matumpadi jungle, rana bedu wa kuma swadi. Denti omwa wasi, brinti omwa rawai. Bro, adaya we bra 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 bra, bra mi ni ode. Bra ni akasa mda debi wat. Bro, adaya we bra 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 bra.
Has been a Gold Coast Report production.